Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Late Night Sprites, the podcast about all sorts of fun and nerdy topics hosted by yours truly, Homecoming Hero. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're new here, please consider following. If you're not new, thank you so much for sticking around, and please consider following. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I was going to talk about something different, but I guess that episode is going to have to wait for next time, because I was sitting around with some friends a couple nights ago, and I was talking about Indie World, and I was like, you know, Nintendo hasn't had an Indie World since December. I bet they're going to have one in April, and they're going to shadow drop a game or two. And lo and behold, we have an Indie World presentation tomorrow. At the time of this recording, it's April 16, but Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern, because Nintendo Directs just never seem to happen in the morning. Yeah, but who cares? We're getting an Indie World presentation, and I figured I would talk about the Indie World presentation in a different way. So part of this is going to be recorded the day before, and part of this is going to be recorded the day of, and it's all going to be uploaded at once. You're not getting two episodes. I am going to make predictions, and then we are going to follow up with the predictions and see how well I did. And then I'm going to talk about indie games that I'm looking forward to this year and kind of give a little hint and talk lightly about some of the indie games that have come out this year already. Not in review format, because the Summer of Sprites is fast approaching. Late May to mid-August, I am going to be covering tons of indie games. I'm going to be covering the Summer Games Fest. I'm going to be covering the Day of the Devs. I'm going to be covering all of the announcements. I may review a movie or two, because there are some big movies coming out. And yeah, so I have a couple fun episodes waiting for you to hold you over, but it's going to be nothing but indie games and some news and a movie review or two starting in late May until early August. Summer of Sprites 2024 is almost here, and I figured to prepare myself, I might as well talk about this Indie World and talk about some indie games, because I love indie games. So, my predictions for Indie World. I think that Shantae: Risky Revolution is going to get shadow dropped. The pre-order for the game at Limited Run has wrapped up. WayForward released the Rose and Camille collection, I believe it's called, fairly recently. But I think we are either going to get a date or a shadow drop for Risky Revolution. Indie World was where we were last given the info that Risky Revolution was coming to Nintendo Switch. There were a few other games in that Indie World, none that I can remember off the top of my head, aside from one that looked exactly like a cyberpunk Symphony of the Night that I'm really excited for my friends for, because Metroidvanias aren't necessarily my jam. But my big prediction is that Risky's Revolution will either be given a date for May/June or shadow dropped. I know for a fact it has to be close to done. So that's like my big shadow of a doubt. That's like my big bet. My big bet is for Risky's Revolution, because, well, they said early 2024, and we are about getting to the middle of 2024 already. Man, the passage of time is special. But that is my big guess. And then also, Limited Run will announce a physical of the Switch version of the game, and pre-orders will go up the same day. That's a bonus prediction. In terms of that, I think we'll get one or two shadow drops and one or two demos. It's only 20 minutes long, so I'm guessing less than 20 games. And one game that I would like to see is the Plucky Squire. Now, Plucky Squire getting shadow dropped would be amazing. I know for a fact Plucky Squire is going to be on everything. I do guess a little bit more for a Risky Revolution shadow drop, because when Penny's Big Breakaway came out, I kind of predicted this when I was hanging out with my friends, and they were doing PC previews of it. They were previewing the PC version of Penny's Big Breakaway. Try saying that five times fast. Preview of Penny's Big Breakaway. Preview of Penny's Big Breakaway. Preview of Penny's Big Breakaway. Preview of... Okay. I'm done. But with that, I thought to myself that when I saw the PC thing, that I was hanging out with some friends and I was like, hey, Penny's is going to get shadow dropped on Switch. It's going to get shadow dropped at this Direct. And lo and behold, it did. So my prediction is that Shantae is going to, because it also recently has had PC demos. So that's my big predict. That's one of the other, I guess, evidence question mark. I would like to see more of Locomotive, because that game looked really good. That game looked really fun. That is the LucasArts style point and click game. And Plucky Squire is the big one. If Plucky Squire could get a release date, because Pepper Grinder, a game that got delayed to this year, much like Plucky Squire, had a like big reveal trailer in the last Direct and then was released recently this month, and I got to play it. And I'm really glad that I did. Plucky Squire, though, I think is either going to get a trailer with a release date or is going to get Shadow Drop, because Plucky Squire, I feel like, has to be close. If not, Plucky Squire will absolutely show up at Devolver's summer presentation. A lot of news is going to be kind of just like, oh, that was nice, oh, that was cool kind of news, I feel like, for this indie world, because a lot of indie devs are holding out for Day of the Dev, or if you're like Devolver, having your own presentation. I know Limited Run has had presentations in the past where Limited Run's presentations are not to be messed with. They've revealed River City Girls 0, River City Girls 2. The last Limited Run presentation revealed that Tomba Collection, which I want to know more about, the Gex HD Collection, which I'm curious about, Double Shake. Actually, I would also like to see Double Shake. I would love to see Double Shake at this indie world. But it revealed Tomba, Double Shake, which is an indie inspired by Tomba and Klonoa. It revealed Gex. It revealed so much. So Limited Run presentations also hold some big things. So yeah, in terms of indie stuff, my big guess is Shantae. I'm hoping for Locomotive. I'm hoping for Plucky Squire. At least information and a release date, and I'm hoping for Double Shake. Those are the indies that I'm excited for, but again, the big bet is for Shantae. So, it's time for me to rest up, and I will see you in the next part of this episode, which will just be a quick little transition, and yeah, we'll see exactly what happened. And so, Homecoming went to bed, and woke up early in the morning, and watched the Indie World presentation, and then immediately hopped on and recorded this segment. But was he right? Was he wrong? Let's find out. Wow, that was unexpected. So this is the part of the recording that is after the Indie World presentation, and no Silk Song, which some people were thinking was going to happen. No Plucky Squire. No Shantae Shadow Drop. None of that. Every single thing that I predicted was absolutely wrong. But we ended up getting some really, really cool announcements. I'm not going to go through the whole presentation. It was 20 minutes long. They shared a lot of games, but the ones that really excited me were Little Kitty Big City, because that one looks like just a fun, chill game to relax with. It looks really neat. Another game that really excited me would have to be Cat Quest 3. The Cat Quest games are super fun and adorable. Just these nice little fun times. But then another one that really stuck out to me would be Another one that definitely stood out to me would be Yars Rising, this way forward Metroidvania game that's like sci-fi, cyberpunk-esque. And then the big one, I would say my favorite announcement, my big takeaway announcement, would be SteamWorld Heist 2. I love the SteamWorld series. I love SteamWorld Dig. I love SteamWorld Dig 2. I love SteamWorld Heist, and I have not played SteamWorld Quest yet or enough of SteamWorld Dig 2, but SteamWorld Heist is one that I have a lot of really good memories with. I got it on the 3DS back for Christmas. I've played it on Switch. I've played it on PlayStation. I have a physical copy of SteamWorld Heist, and yeah, I really am excited about that. That one I was not expecting at all. When they said Steam, I figured that SteamWorld Build was going to get an expansion or something, because they released SteamWorld Build last year, and or maybe another SteamWorld game, maybe a different one. But yeah, in the Indie World presentation, they said Steam, and then they showed SteamWorld Heist 2. This one is all pirate-themed. The last one was very space-themed. And I'm definitely going to be getting it. It comes out August 8th, and I cannot wait to pick this one up. So this was the biggest surprise announcement from the Indie World. But yeah, there was no Shantae, but Way Forward did show up with Yars Rising, which I am very excited about. There was no Silk Song, no Plucky Squire, none of that. But I feel like this has happened in Indie World presentations in the past. Like, there was one about 1 or 2 years ago where Ooblets was like the big end of presentation announcement, and there were a few other indie games, and that was about it. And I feel like the big thing for that was that a lot of the companies, because it was in April, were waiting for Summer Games Fest. They were waiting for early June to really drop their announcements, because there's Day of the Dev, there's Summer Games Fest, there's the usually the Wholesome Direct. There are a lot of presentations that happen in early June, and I feel like a lot of game companies are kind of holding back. The reason we didn't see Plucky Squire is that Devolver Digital, I feel like, is saving that for their presentation that they do every June. So I feel like this was a little light, but it was not bad. Another one that I'm really excited for is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate. This is a TMNT roguelike that was originally on Apple Arcade exclusively, and it looks awesome. And then there's Anton Blast for anyone who's a fan of, like, the Wario Land games, or, the Wario Land games, I should say. There's Anton Blast. They had a really good variety. They had some puzzle games, they had some action games, they had some platformers. There was a platformer or two. I think there was one called Bzzz that was in the sizzle reel that I looked really interested in. But of the games that I will be picking up, Cat Quest I will probably pick up on a sale, but I am very excited for it. And the only reason why is because I am picking up a different game on the same day, which is SteamWorld Heist 2. Of the games in this presentation that I will be picking up right away, probably Yars Rising, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate, and then SteamWorld Heist 2. And that's also my order of excitement. So yeah, there were some really good games in here, and I look forward to getting some when they come out and some on sale. And that was the Indie World presentation, and very, very light. I'm happy with what we got, and I think it was a nice little presentation. I've seen better presentations, and I have seen worse ones. But in terms of indie games that we have gotten this year already, we have gotten Penny's Big Breakaway, we have gotten Pepper Grinder, we've gotten Baltaro, which a lot of people are hyping up that I plan on playing at some point. We got just so many indie games already. I feel like Penny's Big Breakaway was one of the big ones that came out. Another Crab's Treasure is coming out in April. Consoles have finally gotten Freedom Planet 2, which is very fun and exciting, and that is great. And it's just a great time to be an indie game fan. Sometimes when there's like a slower year for the AAA developers, like take Nintendo for example, where the next big release is Thousand Year Door in May, and people are talking about, oh, they're slowing down because the Switch 2 is in development, or whatever their next console is. Indie games are a great way to fill in the gaps between major releases. There are some major releases I'm excited for, but there are plenty of indie games coming up this year that I am very excited for. Locomotive is one of them. Paper Perjury for point-and-click fans, and then Ace Attorney fans, respectively, with Paper Perjury. Locomotive for point-and-click LucasArts fans. Then I would absolutely say that, like, one of the big ones is Plucky Squire. It looks like Link's Awakening in so many good ways, and I'm very optimistic for it because we haven't gotten like a top-down Zelda in a while, aside from the Link's Awakening remake, so really excited about that. Aside from Plucky Squire, one that I would love to see that we know we are getting this year, or at least hopefully getting this year, is Rift of the Necrodancer. I really, really want that one. And now this Indie World presentation has given me a few more to be excited about. Things usually slow down in August, which is my birthday month. Things usually slow down, but to know that SteamWorld Heist 2 is coming out in August and Cat Quest 3 on the same day, that's pretty exciting. Some people might get one, some people might get the other, some people might get both. As for me, I'm beyond excited for SteamWorld Heist 2. That one I am very highly anticipating. Another upcoming game in terms of indie games that I am over the moon ready for is the sequel to Tangle Tower. It was quietly announced at the end of last year that another Detective Grimoire game was in the works. This one I think it has something to do with mermaids. I don't remember the title exactly, but there is a Steam page for it already, and I am just so excited. I love the Detective Grimoire games. Well, game. I know there's a first one that I still need to play, but the Tangle Tower is just nothing short of fantastic. I absolutely adore that one, and I cannot wait for the sequel. Paper Perjury, Locomotive, Plucky Squire. There are so many great games to be excited for. So, in terms of indie games, we have gotten a lot of really good ones this year. For Mega Man Zero and ZX fans, we got Berserk Boy, which combines the Mega Man Zero and ZX gameplay with very fast-paced, almost Sonic the Hedgehog-like gameplay. We got Pepper Grinder, which was just a really good time. You will hear me talk more about that later this year. And yeah, there is a lot of content coming up, so the Summer of Sprites is going to be just a lot of indie games. So I hope you're ready for a few different topics, but also a few indie games. In terms of the show, I have a couple topics for you that I am currently working on that I am super excited for, so definitely stay tuned there. I have a couple episodes here and there before the big Summer of Indies kickoff, which will be at the end of May and last until about mid-August. So I hope you're ready for a summer full of indie games, movie reviews, and much more. But until then, I think it's about time I wrap up this episode of Late Night Sprites. We talked about the indie world. I predicted it and obviously failed in real time. I have never done this before, so this was pretty exciting. And we covered the indie world itself and talked about some of the indie games that are coming this year that we didn't see, some that we did see, and found some new games to be excited about. At the end of all of it, to sum it all up, Splintered Fate, because I am a huge Ninja Turtles fan, which means we are getting three Ninja Turtles games this year. We're getting the Raw Thrills arcade port, an Apple arcade port, and a Mutant Mayhem game. So it's kind of cool to see that we are getting three Turtles games this year. And that one is coming out in July. And Little Kitty Big City looks super fun and chaotic. Yar Rising looks like a really neat Metroidvania. So from third to second to first. Most excited for Splintered Fate, then Yar Rising, and I want to know more about it. And then my number one answer is what I'm absolutely most excited for from this presentation, SteamWorld Heist 2. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. The heist game is probably my favorite in the SteamWorld series, so I never thought I would get a sequel to it after all of this time, but I'm really, really excited. Until then, until the next episode, though, take care of yourself, take care of your mental health. Please consider following the podcast. It would honestly help me a lot. And I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Sprites. Take care.